Good morning. A Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. The trip being made to Albany today, Alan. Three presidential candidates are descending on Albany today and the surrounding area. Ohio Governor John Kasich will be meeting with Republican state lawmakers at the Fort Orange Club today with plans to campaign in Troy and hold a town rally at the Saratoga Springs City Center. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, meanwhile, holds a midday rally at the Armory in Albany. Doors open at 11. The event is at 2 this afternoon. And finally, Republican businessman Donald Trump tops off the day in New York with a 7 p.m. rally at the Times Union Center.
Well, all of a sudden, New York State becomes very important. You know, New Yorkers have not been used to being the center of attention this way. But a lot of it could come down right here. Look, if Hillary Clinton takes New York big, it's going to speak well for her chances to get the nomination. On the other hand, Bernie Sanders is coming up fast. And if, in fact, he takes the primary in New York or comes very close to it, it's going to be called the shot heard around the world because it's going to give him the momentum he needs to really go into that convention and make an impression as if he could win. The insiders are saying he thinks he can win. Look, here's what it comes down to in the minds of most New Yorkers. They have to decide whether a Hillary, with whatever the inside Democratic politics are all about, can win. And if she wins, the Republicans don't get it. The Democrats get the Supreme Court. On the other hand, if Bernie Sanders, who is right on so many of the issues many of the Democrats feel, gets the nomination, he could lose. Okay, there are all those people who write me letters every day and say, no, he won't lose, he won't lose. They show he's doing very well against the Republicans. Yeah, but the Republicans have been concentrating their fire on Hillary, thinking that she was going to be the candidate. And up to now, Bernie's had a pretty free ride. You can believe that if Bernie gets the nomination, they'll come after him with everything they got, and he'll go back to his socialist past and everything else. So that's the dilemma that most people find themselves in, whether to vote for the guy they think is right, who might lose the election, or to vote for Hillary, who they have some questions about, but who they think can win.
Trump. An article in the Times today, Alan. None of Donald Trump's changes in tune seem to matter much until recently, but his style, long on gut instinct and short on briefing books, has taken a toll.
Well, I think that's right. You know, in the beginning, everybody thought he was the non-politician, and therefore they sort of liked him. They also like Bernie Sanders, by the way, for the same reason. He's been in the Senate for a while, but they see him as a non-politician. And they are sick to death of the insiders. And when you get things like the Panama Papers and you see public officials feathering their own nests, or you see insider state legislators going to jail, it's enough to make most people hold their noses. And so Trump was able to play on that in the very beginning of his candidacy. Now, people are holding him accountable. They're saying, okay, what are you going to do? The Boston Globe publishes a full-page editorial making fun of Trump if he should win the presidency and what the outcome would be. And now we have a recognition, hey, on voters' parts, I have to be responsible here. Does this guy know what he's doing? That's where it is.
Paul Ryan, House Speaker, takes on Cruz and Trump for the future of the GOP.
Well, look, everybody knows Paul Ryan someday wants to be president of the United States, so he says he won't do it. But then I keep reminding everybody, you always say you don't want to be vice president, you don't want to be president until somebody actually asks you to do that, and that's another story. Ryan, of course, is the sort of bright hope of the Republican Party. He's to the right of center, and therefore he still will not be acceptable to many Americans. But he is more acceptable than some of the characters that they've got running around right now trying to be president on the Republican side. And he has to be ready. If Hillary wins or if Bernie wins, there's obviously an opening 4 years from then. And 4 years from then is when a guy like Ryan would do well, but it's way, way, way out. Ryan, of course, has got to be the hope of the Republican Party as he sees it and ready to take on the Democrats if an opportunity opens up.